Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
You're back on separate screens. I hate this.
I know, this is depressing.
It's like, you know how there's a post-concert type deal? It's like when you meet your bestie out of state and then you have to go back to the normal schedule with the two screen. Yeah, that's a thing. Depression right there. I don't know what to call that, but it's a little depression.
Would it be like post friend depression? I have no clue. And it's, you know, it's worse when you intermix that with a concert too. We're dealing with both of this.
We are. But boy, do we have a lot to talk about since obviously the Bleeders Denver show and everything else before that and afterwards. So much has happened within the BBB Army that I feel like we need a list to check it off.
We literally are going to need a list. There is so much to talk about. I don't even know how we managed to not talk about the music video while you were here. It was rough. It was hard.
You know, Black Foot, you decided to throw a music video before I had to travel to Colorado, and then we went to the Denver show, and then we had to post that up, and now we're back to you. There's a lot of stuff.
There's too much, but we are going to get to all of it.
There's too much. I think let's start off with the biggest news that it was recently just dropped, that Black Veil Brides is going on tour again with Fall in Reverse, Dance Gavin Dance, Tech N9ne, and some other people. I can't think of their names, like Nathan James or something. I can't remember.
Nathan James and Jairus Johnson.
What's it called? The Monster Pop. What was it?
Oh, Popular Monster. Like they're intermixing Monster with Tour Part 2.
Popular Monster Part 2.
Personally, it is exciting because, hello, Black Veil Brides is playing bigger venues.
You guys have not seen any of the dates that they're stopping on. If you look at the dates and see and look up the venues, they are playing in big venues.
Huge. Like some are stadiums and some are just venues that you have never seen Black Veil Brides play in before.
Truth be told, OG fans of Black Veil Brides from the start, like Nicole and I, have been very used to seeing Black Veil Brides play like in small like arenas, how do I call it, nightclub type venue type deals. That's the best way I can describe it. Obviously Knitting Factory's one and stuff. I think the biggest venue I've seen Black Veil Brides in person live would have to be, oh, that's hard because like there's one in the Seattle at the Paramount Theater, and then the one that you came with, the BBB VVDD tour,
BVB VVDDT,
or at the Pavilion, but that space was just wide and big. I would think it was too big. I don't know, that was just me. But I think the Seattle Paramount Theater for me personally has been the biggest venue I've seen them played.
Mine was the Fillmore Auditorium. That place is huge, and they've only played there once too. I feel like the best thing we can say is that no matter the fact that we're saying the biggest venues we've seen, the venues they're playing in now are just bigger than what we've seen.
Bigger. And it is crazy because Nicole and I were talking about this later, like this past week. This will be our very first time seeing Black Veil Brides perform at big venues / arenas, which I think our high school self are so f-ing proud of Black Veil Brides to finally get the f-ing chance to play in these big stages like they should be.
Yes. High school me, definitely 100% yes. And I was even telling Ruth earlier too, like being in high school, and I don't know if you felt the same way. I'm sure you did. I'm sure a lot of fans felt the same way. But when you first like went to your concert and they were playing those small venues and you saw how many people loved them, it was kind of one of those, when I came to the next concert, I would panic buying tickets because I thought, oh my God, like they're going to get more expensive. They're going to sell out faster because they're going to be playing in these bigger venues. And so after all these years and not seeing them play these huge stadiums, it's like exactly what you said. It's like a very proud mom moment, you know?
It is.
It's about damn time.
It's like, okay, first concert we went to, you went to the AP run, right?
Yeah.
How much were tickets back then?
Oh my God. I think for the AP tour, they were only $10.
In the Needle Store, $10. And then it got to $100. And then it got to $150. And now we look at this tour right now with the Fall in Reverse.
I'm seeing a lot of random prices for the Falling in Reverse just for standard GA. Some, like, okay, some people for a standard like nosebleed we saw was like what, $300-$400, and I was
just
like,
just for one ticket.
I gasped, like it was bad.
No,
I
it's
was like,
great.
oh my God.
I'm glad to say that Nicole and I did get tickets to go see BBB at this amazing tour, actually in Airway Heights in Washington, which is like 30 minutes away from Spokane.
Yes, I'm going to be Hudson and I both are actually going to fly out to Washington. We are going to go see Black Veil Brides play in the huge ass stadium with Ruth and Ryan.
You know, it's now becoming a thing. We're just traveling back.
I'm glad that we get to experience this together for when it comes to Black Veil Brides. Oh, and they're gonna be playing, that's the other thing, outside. They're gonna be playing outside. I have been wanting to hear them perform outside for so long. Like, I don't really, to be honest, I don't know. I don't really know if there's like a much of a difference because I didn't get that opportunity at Red Rocks because they got robbed twice. So like this is gonna be such a like a cool opportunity too to hear that.
The only time I heard Black Veil Brides live outside was Warped Tour. But that was like, yeah,
Oh
the
my God,
small
wait.
type of, that was like small type deals.
Huh.
Seeing a big arena outside, like, here's the deal, guys. Yes, as much as Nicole and I want to be on the floor near Barricade, we're like, unfortunately, age is catching up with us.
We're well aware that we will die in the
We will
pit.
die, so we will be shouting our hearts and singing our hearts, kind of back from the mosh pit. We do have seats at a good spot. We'll still see the guys, just not up close. Plus, I don't have $500 to spend for like GA on the floor or something. I didn't even check the prices on the floor.
And it's a good thing you didn't, because imagine we probably would have been like, we could afford that, even though we can't. But it's gonna be nice to sit down and enjoy a Black Veil Brides show without having to like stand and always starfish when someone needs to like
No,
go to
starfish
the
with
bathroom or something.
our feet hurting, or we need to go pee or something, or in this case, my partner Ryan, smoke break. This venue has a smoking area where he doesn't have to leave the venue, so he's happy about that. So
Venue has everything. Like it's gonna be the perfect tour. It really is.
we are super excited, and like honestly, this is such a huge opportunity for Black Veil Brides because I mean, they have been playing at small venues for such a long time. For them to receive this opportunity to play in big venues to show basically everyone who the f is Black Veil Brides is f amazing. And I'm so excited.
I think it's also a good opportunity with how many other bands, other big bands and artists. I know, I think Nathan James and Jairus Johnson aren't a band, they're just single artists. So it's one of those things. We have such a huge variety of different artists and bands that are also sharing the stage. So it's also a great opportunity for Black Veil Brides to reach new audiences that maybe haven't heard them or haven't even given them the chance.
Exactly. And yes, I know it just passed, but it was recently dropped. The Black Veil Brides is having VIP for this popular Monstour Part 2. Let's just bring up this VIP package, shall we? I have it right here. VIP upgrades. Only 25 available per show. Okay, 25. Meet and greet with Black Veil Brides. Exclusive poster signed by BBB. Photo op of you being slashed by Andy. You get a razor by the chance with it too. Oh, the fake one. Fake prop
Yeah,
razor.
definitely. Obviously, for safety.
Custom painted neck slash and early entry.
This is the most unique VIP I've ever seen in my entire
I
life.
was not expecting a photo opportunity of Andy slash like killing us basically in the Bleeders music video.
It's gonna be everything I've ever wanted. Like, and the fact that you get to keep the murder weapon afterwards. He's like, hey, okay, I killed you. Here you go. You can have it.
I'm just like when I was admit I was at work when I found out VIP was out. Like here I was thinking like, okay, just bought the tickets. I'll have some time to save for. Okay, VIP is here.
You know what? This VIP is worth it, though. It's not your standard VIP. The one thing I am curious about, though, I know we're getting that photo op with Andy slashing our neck, and we're also getting the meet and greet with Black Veil Brides. I'm wondering, though, do you get just the one photo, or do you get the photo with the group? Like that.
I have no
That's what
idea.
I'm
I'm
wondering.
assuming the other guys are going to be back there. Well, either if we're standing or on a chair, I have no idea. And Andy's going to slice us, and then the other guys are just going to be in the back. I have no idea. That's my assumption. I could be wrong.
I didn't even think about that, Ruth. I bet we are sitting in a chair. Oh my God, why did that not even come about? Here I am thinking, yeah, we're gonna just stand like, you know, like a normal VIP thing. Oh my God.
No, I will admit, this is like a very, very like, how do I say this? Fancy VIP for one? Because I'm sorry, I have a tickle in my throat. Sorry. I'm just getting excited, so I'm just like choking. I'm gonna just throw some like words here. My students say, maybe it's not popular anymore. This is like a Gucci, this is on brand, this is a Slay VIP and type deal. Because again, we've been to a lot of VIPs since high school, and typically it's like, okay, early entry, we take a photo shoot and we get early merch and stuff, like the Black Mask tour, you got a shirt and stuff and everything else. And so as we're used to those typical VIPs, like 150 people or so, like at the Denver, Colorado show, which was super fast. So for this to have them cap it and limit it to 25 people only, and to have, honestly, I would say a more personal meet and greet with the guys, it's so unreal.
I'm scared. I'm excited scared, and it's one of those things I can't, like, obviously I've never been to any other VIP beyond Blackfoot Brides, so no, I can't necessarily say that like no one's done anything as crazy, but no one's done something like this, I can say for sure. Hopefully,
when I read VIP, it was amazing. I had a panic attack. For everyone wondering, yes, we both got the
How can you not with this? It is not your standard VIP.
It is not. I'm sorry. Like, we're like proud fans here. Like Nicole said, a proud mom moment right now. That we are just so excited for Blackfoot Brides to have this opportunity to play in bigger venues. Yes, they're not headlining, but like they're second to last, at least the show we're going to. And it's just huge to see them in a big arena, or in this case, a big venue outdoors over here at Airway Heights. And for the VIP, and then obviously the ticket prices, I know everyone's wallets are hurting right now. Trust me, I know, and stuff. It is just so crazy because, like, this is something like high school us would imagine a Blackfoot Brides to be in for a very long time. And now it's finally here.
And I thought it would have happened years ago. So the fact that it's finally happening now, it is such a proud moment.
Mm-hmm. It's a crazy, and I hate to bring this up, but obviously when this tour was announced, there was a lot of mixed emotions in the BBB army with this tour.
Unfortunately, Ruth and I do want to just also say too that everyone's feelings that they have are valid. We fully understand everything. I feel like there are just some things that went a little too far.
I'm just going to say my two cents. You guys can hate me for saying this. I'm sorry. I'm just like, this is my two cents. I'm sorry. I literally cannot hold it back. But for all those fans who are just making these proportions up wise, saying like, how could you do this? Pull out of it, Blackfoot Brides. You're a hypocrite, Blackfoot Brides. I thought you supported us, Blackfoot Brides, and stuff. It's legitimately made me mad and angry. And I'm sure that goes for other fans because, okay, it's obviously been stated on Twitter and social media that Black Mask Tour happened and the holiday weekend happened with Fallen Reverse. This is not Blackfoot Brides' first time touring with Fallen in Reverse. Black Mask Tour. Let's remember that. The Halloween tour, the Halloween weekend type deal. Fallen Reverse was also there. Andy did a collaboration with Ronnie with Asshole, okay? Andy did cameos on Ronnie's music videos and vice versa. It's just like, all the hate that's coming from these particular things is making me pissed, because some fans are making it out that because Blackfoot Brides is touring with Fallen Reverse makes them like them. Like, oh, I thought they were my heroes. I f-ing hate you now and stuff. And I'm just here like, you're missing the f-ing points, okay? If you know Blackfoot Brides, you know who they are. I know who Blackfoot Brides are. I know how each and every one of them are genuine, nice people, and I know what they believe and stand up for, okay? I'm pretty sure Andy and the rest of guys not 100% agree with what Ronnie has done in the past. Yes, Ronnie has done some stuff in the past, and I'm sure he's not proud of, obviously, that he's made mistakes. When I saw this opportunity and stuff in this tour, my excitement is for Blackfoot Brides, for them to play in big arenas, because they worked so hard in their careers to finally have this opportunity to play in big arenas. And that's where my point of view is. I'm seeing them as Blackfoot Brides. I'm going to support Blackfoot Brides. Yes, I will admit, I listened to Fallen Reverse in high school and in college religiously and stuff. Yeah, I kind of heard all the and stuff and that Ronnie Rack he did in his past and everything else. I don't know everything in detail, but I do know some. I'm just here to support Black Veil Brides at the end of the day, period.
And I'm with you on that. I'm going to support Black Veil Brides. And of course, for fans that I know that's saying they don't feel safe, you know, like you're not, you don't have to go, obviously. And I don't think anyone should or would judge you for not going. For anyone that's going to the anyone that's going to the Spokane show, like if you are going and you feel unsafe, like I will body slam every that at all like intimidates you or makes you feel unsafe. But at the end of the day, I also would like to say that while we do agree that like everyone is, you know, able to express their feelings and their opinions, I think the only thing that was unfair to say was what Black Veil Brides doesn't care about you, or that, you know, they change their beliefs just because they're touring with Falling in Reverse. It doesn't mean that Andy and the rest of the guys that share the same beliefs that Ronnie has. I look at this as just a bunch of different artists sharing a stage together. To me, it's no different than if they were all going to like a Download festival together, or any kind of festival for that matter. I think that was just the only thing that was unfair to say, was to put words into Black Veil Brides' mouths that were never said. So I think at the end of the day, a lot of it just comes down to, we have to be willing to separate like the music from
artist,
individual artist. Yes, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. I think there are a lot of things that were unfairly spoken, and I know this doesn't really, like, I guess it, maybe it doesn't matter, but like I have a lot of friends who are trans that do like Falling in Reverse, but I also understand there are trans people who don't like Falling in Reverse, and that is okay. I don't know.
You're say all right to your own opinion. Like, yeah. You have every right to your own opinion. I'm not going to take that away from you. I'm not.
That's what the one thing that's driving me a little nuts is, if someone does listen to Falling in Reverse, or if someone is going to the concert, whether it's just to support BBB, or maybe it is to support Falling in Reverse, people can support the LGBTQ community and still like a band who unfortunately also who does not support it. It's weird how that works. That's why, you know, I'm getting confused, because as I said, I have trans friends that also like Falling in Reverse. It's a confusing cycle, honestly, but at the end of the day, I think we just need to look at it as them all sharing a stage, because that's just what artists do.
I want to make it state clear that I'm only going to support Black Veil Brides. It's always been a dream to see them in a big arena, so that I'm not skipping out on this opportunity. I'm going. That's why I just... My wallet hurts right now.
Going. If you don't feel safe, there's always another Black Veil Brides tour.
Simple is, if you don't want to go, don't go. But you shouldn't be hating on the fans who are going to go, honestly. It's my money. It's my life. It's my choice, okay? I'm so freaking dumbed up. But, like, but I'm just saying, the fans who are spreading hate and stuff should not be hating on those other fans who are going. It's their life. Let them do their life and stuff. I'm sorry, like, I'm just done with the BS, honestly.
I think both parties went a little too far. I don't think anyone should be mad at anyone. No one should be mad at some fans for not going. No one should be mad at the other fans for going. I just, you know, I feel like some things, there's just certain things that I feel were overly exaggerated and taken out of context, and that's the biggest problem that we lie with.
I'm just, like I said, I'm supportive of Black Veil Brides because this is such a huge opportunity for them. And in my eyes, I see it like, okay, yes, they're not headlining, but this is one step in the doorway for them headlining big arena shows like Fall in Reverse. So.
Exactly. I know not everyone sees it that way. And once again, that's fine.
I said my two cents. You can disagree with me all you want. You can call me out, but this is what I believe in. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry.
I think at the end of the day, you know, Black Veil Brides has worked hard to create amazing music. And I just don't think that they should be judged solely based on their touring partners.
Either way, we're excited. It's going to happen come August 21st at Over at Airway Heights, near the casino, actually in the casino, outside of the casino. It's in the casino area.
In the casino, outside the casino, it, yeah. You know, honestly, it's hard because no matter, and we can even leave this in too, it's hard to discuss because no matter how we go about this, not even just us, no matter how anyone goes about this, I've seen so many people go about it in the most respectful way. There's going to be someone that just really, really does not have the same views as you. And for me, that's okay. You don't have to have the same views as me. I'm not mad. I don't like the fact that if just because you don't have the same views, the person's going to attack you. And that shouldn't be happening right now.
This tour announcement has definitely been a lot of mixed emotions within the fandoms and both all of the bands that are playing and stuff. But I can't repeat myself again, but I am. At the end of the day, Nicole and I are literally so happy for Blackfoot Brides for this opportunity that we're going in support of them. We're going to see them and stuff. We're going to sing our hearts out for Blackfoot Brides.
You know, I'm excited. I'm excited for Black Veil Brides, and I understand why some people aren't. I just wish that, you know, I wish hurtful words weren't said.
We live in a mad world.
The world is insane right now.
Let's go briefly about the whole amazing Bleeders music video that Blackfoot Brides dropped before the Denver, Colorado show.
Oh my God, yes, thank you. Can I just say what I really loved about the Bleeders music video? Not, I mean, yes, the song too. Okay, all of it, all of it. The music video and the song. I love the fact that we got the opportunity to see the darker instruments inside of Andy's head. He had full rein of creativity that was unleashed in this music video, and the fact that it is taking inspiration from Sweeney Todd. He did a phenomenal job and it paid off. It worked.
This music video has reached over 2 million views already, which is
Yeah,
amazing
and what was it? Like,
already
what,
for
11? Was it
Blackfoot.
11 days?
Within a week, it got to 1 million, and then now it's at 2 million views right now. I can't remember the exact number on the top of my head, but it's holy cow. To get that many views for a Blackfoot Brides video, I am just so proud of the army, the people sharing it, the people just listening to it, and everything else, reaction videos. It's truly amazing because this freaking music video is a masterpiece. Like, here I am thinking, like, whoa, this beats Fallen Angels. Because I thought Fallen Angels was the epic video of itself, but then I hear Bleeders, I'm like, hello.
Yeah, Fallen Angels was that peak point. I feel like, don't get me wrong, obviously Wretched and Divine had its whole movie. That was its whole
Absolutely. I
own
feel like
thing.
Wretched and Divine's in a different category
It
universe.
is. It's because it's a movie. It's its whole own thing. So Fallen Angels, I can't lie, all their other music videos has they have been amazing. But you know, obviously low key for OG fans, Fallen Angels, hello. Like when you're a teenager watching that, you're like, oh my God, when it dropped, it was everything. So for Bleeders to pretty much beat that, not even pretty much, it 100% beat it. I was just gobsmacked.
I was freaking out when I heard it. I didn't know what to expect and stuff. Like, I knew Jake during his Twitch streams was always hinting of darker music and stuff. And obviously, we got the mini documentary about the music video and how, you know, Jake was saying during their off time he was experimenting. Holy sh! It paid off.
Jake, keep experimenting, my man. Like, it was so sick. Ah, the gore.
Dude. Like, okay, it's exactly like Sweeney Todd. Andy is Sweeney Todd in this music video. The set, everything was amazing. I don't know exactly the guys were performing in that box. I don't know if it was a music box or something, but all the details was freaking amazing.
It truly was the artistry that was put into it, and I'm pretty sure it is a music box. That's what I really
Okay.
liked about it, is because I think it, because it closed after the song was over.
Yeah,
So
it
that's
opened
why I
and
thought,
closed. Yeah,
oh, I was like, hello.
like I was not expecting that. Obviously, we again shout out to f Lee from Saints the Undead of the f jackets. Yeah, if you watch my personal channel, I was freaking out over the jackets because here I am wanting to see these jackets for many days until the music video drops. On point.
Oh, I loved them. They weren't like, that's the thing. We were all expecting, I'm sure, whatever we had in our mind. It was something completely different from what we saw, but
Know
it
what to
was
expect.
amazing. I don't know. See, when you see Lee's jackets, I thought, oh my God, you know, I had so many different things inside of my head, and then seeing it, I was like, it's so crazy because it's not what I expected, but that's why I loved it.
It's the subtlety of it. What, because, like, obviously, I mean, Andy even shared on his Twitter, I mean, Twitter, Instagram account, the drawing sketches that he had for the jackets that I'm sure he and Lee talked about. And I'm like, to have those two creative minds collaborate, and like Andy's drawings gave them to Lee. I don't know exactly what he said to Lee, but he wanted to keep it simplistic, but have the blood splatters and stuff, and still in Lee's style. And Lee's like, F it, let's do it. And obviously, Lee, sir, you delivered. She's like, oh my God, I can't. Like, thank you, Lee, for even posting videos of you creating the jackets, because I just love it and stuff. And just like the whole production, basically, of this music video was like a movie of Sweeney Todd. I'm sorry. They built a trap door like in the movie.
It's literally a little, what was it, like 4 almost 5 minutes. So basically, yeah, if you this sums up the Sweeney Todd film. If you're not willing to watch like a full hour or two of Sweeney Todd, just watch the music video. Boom, summed up.
Andy nailed it in his version of Sweeney Todd. Like, I freak the setup, the judge, the priest, the officer coming in for a shave and then getting killed and stuff. And I love the effect that, the zoom up of the eye and stuff inside
Yes,
the
the
eye, where
transition.
the transitions were, I believe the story is, so the police officer got into the house, which is a younger Sweeney Todd. It says in the credits. So that little boy's a younger Sweeney Todd, which I'm assuming is portrayed by Andy as an older Todd. Yeah. So like we see the transition where the mom and the young Sweeney, he's got in trouble with the officer for something. And then we got another transition of where they're at the courthouse with the judge, and the judge is like denying them of anything. I don't remember. And then we see another transition of the church of the priest, where the priest, as we can see, is not a good person. So
Can I just say the ending of it? Okay, it's hard because obviously if you've seen, spoiler alerts right now, Sweeney Todd, if you have not seen, hello, Sweeney Todd dies at the end of the movie. And it's one of those things, I knew that, but I wasn't expecting it to happen to Andy for some reason. And when it did, his death scene, I have to say, somebody get this man an Oscar right now. That's all I could think of.
Because like when the younger Sweeney Todd came to older Sweeney and saw what he was doing, and like you're basically like them and stuff, and so he killed the older self. It's weird. Anyway, but Andy, and the Oscar goes to, for fake death scenes in a music video, Andy Biersack, come get your golden Oscar slash razor.
I have a Dunder Mifflin Award that I could hold up here. Like, it gave me goosebumps watching that scene. I was like, holy. And you know what's funny? So, you guys, we film for like an hour, 30 minutes, sometimes 2 hours. Not everything gets uploaded. We do a lot of editing, things get taken out. And the AP Awards, we were even discussing about Andy being in a horror movie and a death scene. And it finally happened.
That whole death scene, the whole gore effect of everything was truly amazing. Obviously, when Andy was killing the priest, the judge, and the police officer, which is like, okay, he's go, oh my God, the faces that he made, just like, and just like, yeah, that's ch chills.
Well, we got the best of both worlds. We got him being a murderer, and then we got his death scene. Like, mwah.
I can only imagine the day of filming that, the makeup, even the trap door, how many takes did they have to get that for the trap door, even him. There's like a, I forgot who posted, maybe Andy himself. Like, there, someone posted of him, like all the guys in that green screen room where they're spinning around and stuff. And like, he's hanging like a bat and stuff. Cause like, he gets dropped dead in the end of the music video when that spinning music box and stuff. It's just like, there's so many details. Like, the whole setup was almost to an exact T of the Sweeney Todd movie with Johnny Depp. I'm sorry. It was.
It was 100% spot on, and that's actually why. I mean, it's not the sorry, that is not the only reason why, but I mean, a lot of people who are not fans of Blackfoot Brides that watched it, that is one of the reasons why they are so in love with the music video itself. They're like, holy, like, this literally is like an amazing almost tribute to Sweeney Todd.
BBB, this is a huge comeback. Like, I say, this whole Bleeders tour that just happened, this recent tour that's out, the Bleeders music video is a fucking comeback for to show the world who the Black Veil Bride is. These are Black Veil Brides. This is Black Veil Brides. I don't know
It was just like a direction that we did not expect Blackfoot Brides to go in. It was the music video is so well done, and the song itself is an absolute banger. And I real quick, can we talk about the amazing CGI that was also done in it? Hello. Like, I can't lie. I'm gonna point out there's a lot of music videos that came out with CGI, and it doesn't look the greatest, but Black Veil Brides' CGI was wow.
Everything about this music video was on point. The guys did an amazing job. Every producer, crew, makeup artist, actors, editing, like all the credits you can see in the music video in the description of the video. Phenomenal job. Like, you guys nailed it. I felt like now that Black Veil Brides is in a different label with a Spin Farm or something. I can't
Yeah,
remember.
a spine farm or
Spin
something.
Farm, Spin Farm. So I feel like I'm so happy they made that move because I feel like they're free now to like really go out and say like, this is what we want to do. We wanted this for ourselves and also for the fans, because don't get me wrong, the other past music videos was great for the Fans of Tomorrow with Sumerian Records and stuff, but I almost felt like they were not releasing all their creativity like they did with the Bleeders music video.
Yeah, almost like they're being held back or something.
And it was not safe for work, I could tell you that, especially with all the blood and guts.
Oh, that's what made it so freaking amazing. And I do agree with you though with the Phantom Tomorrow music videos, as you were saying, that's why for it to beat out Fallen Angels is wild. That shows how much they have progressed.
My favorite music video has been Coffin and Fallen Angels, but I think that has changed now with Bleeders.
And I think I will come out and say that there is a small, because I don't know, my heart is still gripping on. This Bleeders era is possibly like becoming my new favorite above Set the World on Fire, which makes me want to cry. But like, I'm just so proud of Black Veil Brides too, with how far they have come.
They are killing it with this new era. Like, come on, the freaking merch that was on the tours and stuff. I mean, the new logo with the razor as their V stuff, and just like everything. And I'm just like, I'm here like literally thinking like, I'm gonna put a razor blade here and put, I'm a bleeder. Aren't you lucky you're a bleeder on my Black Veil Brides arm now? Because I think this is the era is amazing.
That would actually be a sick f tattoo. Oh my God, I love that. But when you mentioned like all the amazing merch that's coming out, the amazing music video, and like obviously songs, it's almost like, okay, it's weird because it's like Black Veil Brides is back to their old roots, but they have progressed. It's like they've blossomed. So that's why it's so hard for me, because it's like, oh my God, it's like being back in the Set the
High
World on Fire
school,
era.
it's like
Yeah.
the merch that we're seeing now, the songs, the music videos, like this is like bringing me back to nostalgia of a Set the World on Fire era, where it's high school, where we saw all this merch and Hot Topic and stuff, the killer merch, the music videos and stuff, the songs, and here's a new era of Bleeders, and I can't even imagine, because like can't even listen to the other two songs of the EP, okay? So
I need those out, but I guarantee it's not coming until the EP officially gets released.
June, I think that's when it gets released or something. I can't remember on the top of my head. And I want to hear my friend with Andy's voice. And I say, at last, my arm is complete.
Can't wait. Like, this should just be June tomorrow.
Andy, at this rate, you're just gonna have to rewrite all of the Sweeney Todd songs, all right? Have someone become like, have Lilith Juliet come as Mrs. Lovett. I'm sure the worst spies in London. Yes.
Well, I did tell Ruth this. I was like, well, I said Sweeney Todd too, but what I really meant to say was they should just remake Sweeney Todd and cast Andy as Sweeney Todd. I mean, come on. He's already proven that he could play the part.
But I can thank for all the wonderful fans and the people who have gotten this music video over 2 million views right now. I like it's truly amazing to see that number come up, because it's just like it's been a while since we've gotten that high of a number in such a modern amount of time. And it just makes me so happy. But also check out all the other Black Veil Brides videos, because they all deserve love at the same time. So
Yes, especially go and watch Devil, you guys. That is like one of the other only music videos of theirs that is not over a million. Well, I think also in the Crimson Skies,
I
the music
can't
video,
remember on the, yeah, I know Devil is
the
one. I just can't remember all of them on
I
the
think
top
it's
of my head. This video, this era, this whole news of Black Veil Brides, it was like excitement that I cannot contain. And I'm just so proud of Black Veil Brides. Like, I'm so happy that they're getting these opportunities now to show who they are, what they're capable of, and what they can do in the music industry, what they can show, just, you know, whatever.
Well, and they're finally getting that recognition that they deserve, that has been needed for so long now, because so many people, I mean, obviously we all know that people to this day continue to have this trending hate with Black Veil Brides, but we all know that they have not listened to a single song besides Knives and Pens. So the fact that it is bringing in all these people that have either never listened to them or didn't like them, but they now are like, holy crap, Black Veil Brides is awesome. That's awesome to see. That's why it is like being another reason of why it's like back to being in high school again, because they were so popular. It was like everyone loved them, and I feel like that's where we are again.
I'm just so happy for Black Veil Brides. That's it. That's all I can say at this point. I'm happy, and August needs to come here for I can see them live again at this big arena, so, or venue, outside venue.
And then real quick, while we're on the Bleeders topic, I'm sure, I can't remember the interview that Andy did it with. It was with, I feel bad now, but it was an interview. I watched it. I'm pretty sure you might have watched it too, where Andy was talking about how Bleeders is actually not just the EP. Like, he did say that they're taking Bleeders into an album.
I did not.
He straight up said that.
I've seen those interviews. I just haven't gotten a chance due to work and stuff in life, but
no, that's okay. Like, he, like, yeah, that's why I was like, yes, Bleeders is not over after the EP, and that just excited me.
Bleeders era might beat Wretched and Divine era.
Oh my, are you serious?
I'm sorry. It's just like the direction, the gore, it's just, I don't know. But it's high up there. Like, this t-shirt's like in my top five favorite t-shirts of designs.
Okay, so I have to point something out then. If it's possibly beating out Wretched and Divine for you, and it's possibly beating out Set the World on Fire for me, this only has me thinking that Wretched and Divine and Set the World on Fire will always be teenage us, but Bleeders is adult us.
Oh my god! Mic drop, Nicole. Boom. Explosion. Facts. You nailed it. You just, everyone, yes. Just said, yes, that is true. Teenager us, college school us, Set the World on Fire, Wretched and Divine, adult us, Bleeders. Our thoughts will continue on within the show here, guys. Get ready for it. BB Army. Today's fan shout out actually goes to a fan that Nicole and I met during the Denver, Colorado show. Another follow Washingtonian. Hello. She was actually super nice. She came down the line and giving everyone stickers and stuff. So thank you for doing that. It was also, I got a quick opportunity to talk to her, like, Washington, like, you're from Washington, so why you came over here? She was actually born in Denver. So there's that. So small world.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
But I'm sorry, I totally did not catch your name, or I did catch your name and I forgot, but her username on social media, on IG, Instagram, is Sadistic Whiskey, which is really cool. It's an awesome one. Just thank you so much. You are definitely a big supporter of Black Veil Brides. I love it that you're another Washingtonian, so hopefully I get to see you in any Seattle concerts or anything else, but thank you so much for, like, just being you and supporting Black Veil Brides. Obviously, you're also a big supporter of all fans, encouraging them to come to Black Veil Brides concert, telling them, like, we welcome you in the BBB Army. We're not going to judge you or anything, and you're just so sweet. Just, like, I loved your whole personality, and just you passing out the stickers to us was super nice and stuff, so again, fan shout out goes to you, and I hope maybe some down the road we can catch each other at a Seattle show, because Washingtonians.
All right, BBB Army, that officially wraps up today's episode. Yeah, a lot. There was a lot.
There was a lot. If you stayed this long, thank you. Sorry, there was a lot. We needed to go through a lot, but thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for staying for the end.
Appreciate it. And there's going to be so much more to talk about as the weeks, months continue, because I feel like, especially with Black Veil Brides being signed on to Spine Farm, it's just like, it's gonna be a wild ride this year. I feel like it's going to be a never-ending thing. And you know what? This is actually just so fantastic because I feel like that is exactly how it was back when we were in high school. It was just never-ending. Blackville Brides was always doing something. So we're very excited. Thank you, everyone, for sticking around this long. If you are watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. If you're listening on a podcast, just so you know, you can check this out literally on any streaming platform. We're on all streaming platforms, exactly. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're also on TikTok and Instagram. You can go ahead and give us a follow on there. And
oh, one more thing. Sorry, one more thing.
Yes.
I know fans are wondering. Yes, the announcements of that will be coming at the end of month for BVB month on our channel.
Yes, I know, because it's so close. We are literally in May. June is just around the corner.
Nicole and I are working on it. We will have the announcements here soon. What's going to happen on our channel for BVB month. And Nicole and I are planning something kind of fun for BVB day. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned for that. Just keep an eye out on our Twitter and Instagram for any kind of posts for BVB month.
Yes, please. We love to include the Army. So we're super excited for next month for BVB month.
Yay. We can't wait. Until then, we will see you next week, BVB Army. Bye.